We just took a quick break then, but I'll let Joe resume his story that he was saying in part one.
Okay, so the guy got rolled up by his lady to the table. Said he was gonna, a couple of years ago when he got diagnosed with this condition, he was gonna kill himself. And I was like, I'm so glad you didn't. He said, well, the thing was is that he'd made his decision. He sat down at his table and he was filling in cards to family and friends about, his decision and what to do with his belongings and such. But Raw was on TV across the room and he couldn't reach the remote to shut it off. So Raw was on the background, and the more he watched it, the more kind of into it he got, and he saw me on the show. I was like, oh, that's kind of nice. I wasn't on Raw very many times, but it's nice, you saw me, that's kind of cool. He said, well, by the end of the show, I'd finished the cards, but I was so interested in the angle that they'd gone through. I thought, you know what? I'm just gonna wait until next week. I just want to see how this angle plays out, and then I'm doing myself. So he waited a week. The next week he was sitting in his chair, remote in hand. He was just going to watch the show. And then at the end of the show, that was it. Good night. But the angle was so hot at the end of it. All right. We're coming up on, a pay-per-view. I'll just get the pay-per-view. I got the money. What am I saving for? So I'll get the pay-per-view. So he waited until the pay-per-view. But then at the end of the pay-per-view, it was like, well, what's going to be the fallout on Monday? So he had to wait another day. And 1 week became two, became three, became 1 month, 2 months, 3 months. Then eventually he started getting on online chat rooms, talking wrestling with people. And the thing that got me so much is he's, like I say, he's really struggling to move around. And he goes, but I got on these chat rooms and really got into the wrestling. And that's where I met. And he kind of turns and gestures to the woman pushing. He goes, that's where I met my wife. And I was like, what? And then he tries to force his hand. He's trembling, but he forces his hand. He goes, I just wanted to say, and he reaches towards me. He goes, thank you for saving my life. And I was like, have a lung, have a poster, have everything. Like, I was just so
What else do you want?
flattered, Yeah, I was just so blown away. But, if there's one thing out of the WWE thing is that my tiny, and I'm sure Austin and Undertaker and Rock and all those guys had more to do with him wanting to watch more of the shows than me. But the fact that I was one small part in helping this guy to not make a terrible decision like that. If that's all I got out of my WWE time, is time well spent.
No, I appreciate you telling that story, mate. That's made me smile and maybe respect you even more as a person and not just a talent. I was speaking to a mutual friend who I mentioned earlier about a show you're a coach on. So I think you know I'm going to ask. It aired about 15, 20 years ago on ITV called Celebrity Wrestling. I would
Yes,
be
two.
remiss if I didn't mention this or ask you about it briefly, but if you can just give a summary about your time on this TV show.
I loved it. I had a great time. There were factors that kind of, I think there's two major factors that kind of boned us out why that show didn't do well. Number one, and probably most significantly, is that they put us on against the reboot of Doctor Who. You don't do that in England. Doctor Who, the religion over there, right? It'd be like putting us up against soccer. Like, we're not going to win. It's just the way it is. Or football, as you guys call it. So that kicked us in the ass hard. But also, like, when they flew me in, like, I'd signed the deal without quite knowing what the show was. I wasn't allowed to know. I had to sign up first. Ah, what the hell? So I'd signed up. They flew me over. And D'Lo Brown, we met at the hotel. And they said, okay, we're going to go and take you to ITV Towers. You're going to meet everybody. So they take us up. And meet all the producers, they're very nice people. And then they say, okay, so here's what we're doing, and here's diagrams of the game towers. And we're like, game what? What are you talking about? And I look at it, and it was really, I don't know, kind of Hollywood in a way, because I was like, oh, it's gladiators. And like, it's almost like you heard the record skip and everybody stopped and dropped their cutlery and stared at you, in the spotlight. I'm like, what? And they're going, you can't say gladiators. I'm like, why not? Say, well, Gladiator's the BBC property and this is ITV. I'm like, well, you can call it date rape if you want. It's still fucking Gladiator. Somebody don't want to tell you. Right? And like, well, we just we put a lot of thought into this. And I'm like, okay, like I appreciate it. Okay, you this is this is going to be a shoot, though. It's not like bent. We're not going to fix it to see who wins. No, it's on the level. Like, okay. All right, well, I have to say, I think the name is a bad idea. Like, it's my responsibility. If I see something I think is a problem, I'm going to bring it up. Then if you say it's not a problem, it's not a problem. But if it turned out to be a problem, I didn't bring it up, then it's on me when it fucks up. I think the name's a problem. I said, because you're calling it celebrity wrestling. People who don't like wrestling aren't going to tune in.
Yep.
People who do like wrestling are going to tune in, and they're not going to get wrestling. And they're going to be pissed off they're going to tune out. So in turn, I think the name is going to undermine us. They call it Celebrity Challenge, Celebrity Combat, Celebrity whatever. I think the wrestling part of it is covered, like especially because Roddy Piper's on, right? You have Roddy Piper on. Then you have D'Lo Brown to a lesser extent, and then you have me to a lesser extent to that. So between the three of us, you've got your wrestling base covered. I don't think you have to beat them over the head with the name wrestling. But no, we've done focus groups and blah, blah, blah. So it's going to be celebrity wrestling. Okay, that's, I agree. That's what you want to do. It's not a game changer for me. It's just, this is what I saw as an issue. And so they ran with it as celebrity wrestling. And sure enough, when it got broadcast, the first thing people said to me when they watched it was, that ain't wrestling. Mm. Like, yeah, go figure, right? So I think the name shot them in the foot. I mean, I had a great time. I got to hang out with, like Kate Lawler. She's cool as hell. Kate Lawler and a whole bunch of them there. Ewan Thomas, like a Olympic silver medalist and such. That's great company. Oliver Skeet. Whole bunch of them
actually did decent ratings. If you take away Doctor Who and the competition and just focus solely on celebrity wrestlers like first week or two, did quite well.
I think it was only the first 2 weeks, though. I'd love to say that you're right and that we championed out of something good, but I think it was only the first 2 weeks and they were waiting for something wrestling to come along. And then when it wasn't, I think people they watched the first week and they're like, oh, this isn't wrestling. And then like a part of that audience said, well, we'll give it a chance next week and see. And then after the second week, like, we were promised wrestling, and we're not getting wrestling, so we're not going to watch it. But I think that's where it ate shit.
You did know it, though. It wasn't wrestling. It was pretty much Gladiators, but they just changed the fucking name. Spot exactly. On.
I think that probably would have been a help. But I talked to D'Lo after, like, when we were taking the elevator down out of Titan, or out of ITV Towers. I was like, do you not agree with me? He goes, Joe, I brought it up when they called me. Like, yeah, but, they're paying, so I just shut up and let them pay me.
But
and then a couple weeks later, Roddy showed up, and then we pulled Roddy. He said, "Listen, Roddy, like, not for nothing. Don't you think this is a bad idea to call it that?" He goes, "I told him myself, So we all warned him.
Oh, that's nice. That's nice. Just one or two more questions, and then I'll let you go, Joe. But because I know it's a busy weekend, but I want to know about your time in Europe. So you would come over here, you'd have really good success over here. But I just want to know what actually inspired you to kind of really establish yourself as a talent in the European wrestling scene.
Well, I ended up moving here because I married a German.
Mm-hmm.
So being in Germany, it's cheaper to fly most places than it is to drive. So, I mean, I was able to get to all these different countries. I mean, I'm in Hanover, which is a small airport. It's not major like Frankfurt or, London or anything like that, but it can get me anywhere pretty quick and on the cheap. Whereas if I was stayed in Canada, it would have been long drives for a little money. Over here, I was able, and also I guess over here I'm an exotic foreigner, right? So it makes promotions seem like a bigger deal because, oh, we got a Canadian, even though he came from, just down the road in Germany. So I guess the image of it helps me as well. But yeah, I mean, I've been to 46 countries so far.
But yeah,
with more on the horizon. But I've got to see so many cool things. Like if I was able to go through time and talk to myself when I'm 16 and say, Joe, when you're like, I'm 54 now. So Joe, when you're 54, you'll have been to Russia 10 times, you'll have been to the UK 141 times, you've been to France 61 times, you've been to Japan 15 times, you've been to South Africa 10 times, like all these cool places I never would have thought I'd seen. And, wound up there. It's pretty cool.
You're doing something that you love doing as well. You're wrestling as well. And then just living the dream, traveling, exploring countries that you've been to.
I haven't had to buy any flights to go to these places. thought I'd gone to Turkey. I've been to Turkey 15 times, something like that.
Yeah.
Like, Turkey? Who goes to Turkey? And, like, also, like, Iraq and Kuwait and Israel and, you know, all these places like that. Like, I never would have thought in a million years, like, to be able to go and stand in Red Square, to go in Red Square and see the body of Lenin in the tomb. I guarantee not one person in my high school graduating class has done that.
It'd be very hard to find a lot of people who have done the same thing.
That's a pretty nifty thing to be able to say, you know, and like Nigeria. Like, I almost did the Congo. I was supposed to do the Congo. The tour got canceled. But that, it's supposed to be terrible, like, to the point of they don't even have bathrooms at your hotel. They just got a, like, a bucket outside your door, that type of thing. Like,
nah, not for me. Not for me.
That's the thing. Is, normally I wouldn't, but just that's my high school reunion story because, like, somebody's from Toronto says, you know, I went down to Buffalo and saw a Buffalo Bills game. It's like, really? I went to the Congo because I'm Indiana Jones, bitch. That's just such a cool story, you know?
That's nice. That's nice. Joe, I'm going to ask one last question. Before you ride off into the sunset, if you could pick one final opponent to wrestle, this is quite a hard one. And it doesn't have to be necessarily someone current, but someone that you feel, okay, this is going to be my last dance. You know, who are you going to tango with?
Like a dream opponent from of all time, or just
we'll do both.
Somebody
We'll do dream opponent.
Dream opponent from of all time, Kurt Angle.
Yeah. Nice.
Kurt Angle to me is probably the best who ever put on a pair of boots. He is so good. Like, nobody picked it up quicker and did better with it. He should have been, I think he should have been a bigger star than Hogan with everything he brought to offer. He wasn't. Hogan's a bigger star, I have to admit, you know, and I was never a big Hulk fan. I appreciate him now. I hated him as a kid. I was a big heel fan. I was always for the Macho Man myself. But in hindsight, like, Hulk was such a, like, a game changer for the business.
Big time,
and
yeah.
Kurt should have been. Kurt should have been. Kurt had everything going for him, like, legitimate Olympic pedigree, American hero, you know, could wrestle with a broom for 20 minutes and make it look amazing. Like, he could do everything. Like, he can moonsault as much as he can throw any suplex. Like, just, there's nothing the guy can't do. He's so good. And just a great, wonderful, humble human being. A great guy. He's like, I've hung out with him at times. And just a wonderful human being, like, inspirational. The most inspirational thing he ever said to me, I talked to him about his book. I said, I read it. It was pretty good. He goes, yeah, you know, not all of it is completely accurate because you can't mention certain names because you didn't get their permission. You don't want to get sued for, I guess, libel would be in print. I said, what about the training? He goes, oh, yeah, the training is 100% real because he used to run hills until he puked and everything when he was training for the Olympics. And I was like, wow. I said, well, if you ever want to get on the mat and just wrestle, I'm not calling you out like for a fight or anything. I'm just saying, like, if you ever want to just get the itch and you want to scratch it, I'll get on the mat because I think I'll learn a ton. I'm not saying I'm going to beat you. I'm saying I want to go there and learn something.
Yeah.
And he goes, well, if you want to, I do it for you. He goes, but I don't want to do it. I hate it. I go, you don't hate it. He says, no, I hate it. I go, it's fucking bullshit. Me, like, you don't hate it. I mean, you from, like, the time you were in your preteens, you were training. You were running hills. You were going to bed at, like, 8 o'clock at night. You were throwing up. You were having a super strict, tight diet. You didn't go on a date. Didn't eat a freaking candy bar. Went out and hustled for freaking sponsorships so you could get to the NCAAs. Then got qualified for the Olympics. Then had to go get sponsors for the Olympics. Then go to the Olympics. Then, I don't know if you know this, but he broke his neck.
Yeah.
His freaking neck. Then he went and broke your neck in the semifinals. Then went on to win in the finals. How could you hate it? Like, why would you do all that if you hated it? He looked me straight in the face. He goes, I had to win. I was like, that is the coolest thing I ever heard in my life. That is so cool. He's such a badass. But just, yeah, he's the most inspirational guy you ever want to hang out with. Wonderful human being.
He's just an animal. He's definitely my top five. I'd have to
ask.
Just an absolute animal, especially when he came in that time as well. When, you know, I think, but it was, like, intentional for him to kind of be like, you know, why are you booing me? You know, it's true, in the three eyes. And then eventually become Kurt Angle, you know, WWE
champion. Yeah, just the beast that he is. Yeah, just he's wonderful. I would watch him wrestle anybody. Like, there are wrestlers out there who are just, they're like, when they appear on the screen, I'm just like, oh, screw this. I wonder what else is on. But you put Kurt Angle with anybody. And yeah. I will watch that eagerly. That guy is magnificent, magnificent talent, and a great human being.
Oh, actually, no, just before I do end this, I actually forgot to ask, just because TNA has come back, about your time in TNA wrestling very quickly. One thing I did remember is you doing a New York accent. I think you was associating with Vince Russo or something.
Yeah, the angle, yeah, because I was supposed to be brought in as Russo's heater against Jarrett, and I
Yeah.
was just attacking Jarrett, and I was going to do an angle with Jarrett, and so we did the thing where Vince came out dressed like it was supposed to be Vince Russo interviewing Jeff Jarrett, so I came out as Vince Russo, and then Russo came out dressed as Jarrett in the friggin' jammies,
Yeah.
right? In the Jarrett jammies. So yeah, that was one of my first long promos where I had to fake the New York accent and
I don't
such.
think it was that bad. And then, like, the old Canadian, well, not, I don't think it's a strong accent, but the twang will come through. But I think certain things you say are pretty good, quite similar to Russo.
Well, I hadn't talked to Russo enough to realize that I have to say bro 15 times a sentence.
Is it that
Like, I
bad?
like him. He does all the time. Like, I like Vince. I know he's got heat with a lot of people, and
Yeah.
I guess he takes more credit than he deserves, but he gets more heat than he deserves too. Like, his final time in TNA, I'm sure he was there to be the punching bag, because
Yeah.
he didn't really have a whole lot of voice in the office. But it's like Dutch and Jeff would get the credit when something went well, and Vince would get the heat if something went bad. So I think Vince was kind of brought in to be the face, the punching bag face of the company. I think he had a lot of good ideas. I don't think every idea is good, but I don't agree with anybody 100%. I'm a control freak. I'll change everything just to put my stink on it, whether it's good or bad. You know, it's part of a weakness of character in me, I guess. But I like Vince. But he does, when you talk to him, bro, listen, bro, you got to know, bro, this is what we're going to do, bro. And then, bro, we're going to do, okay, I get it. We're bros. I feel you. But he just does it all the time. It's almost cartoonish. It sounds like he's making fun of himself, but he's
Yeah,
not. It's how he
this is
talks.
actually who he is.
That's just, that's Vince. I like him.
I don't mind him
I
as a
like
fan. I mean, I can
him.
understand fully why a lot of people do not like him, but I try not to jump on the bandwagon. I thought as a character, on-screen character, he was very underrated. He would get heat. Okay, sometimes it took a while to get to the point, but his delivery sometimes, you wanted to see him get his ass handed to him.
Yeah, which is the right heat, you know, as opposed to the wrong heat of fooling around with women in the office, which another Vince did. In fairness, alleged. And there is evidence that suggests that maybe he is innocent.
Yeah, it's a bit of a mess at the moment. It's a bit of a shit show, isn't it, to be fair, with what's going on with that.
Yeah. Well, the thing to keep in mind is that Vince is very, like McMahon is very pedantic about how you spell things, right? So then when you read the texts from that he was supposed to have written this girl, it's like, I want you to come here, but you is spelled with just a U, like he's 15 years old. That's not something Vince would normally do. So there's every chance that this could be a burner phone. She could have done a burner phone, sent a bunch to herself to help her case, considering it's going to be millions of dollars. Maybe she did, or maybe it's on the level. And when I heard everything that they said about Vince doing, none of it was I like, that doesn't sound like Vince. Like, it's all like, yeah, probably. You
But then
know?
the text
So,
came out. It's going to be an interesting year to see what actually comes out. There's going to be much more coming
yeah.
out. And then you've got Johnny Laurinaitis now. He's kind of spilling the beans. He's kind of,
Yeah. Well, I want, there's just things. I want it, it's weird because I want it to be true because I don't want this girl to be somebody who's lying and screwing somebody's life. That's not right. But I also want it to be false because I don't want this girl to have endured all that. So it's kind of, you know, it's a double-edged sword.
No, I think that's a good way of putting it, Joe. So, Joe, what have you got lined up for the rest of the year, or any shows that you want to promote? Because we're now at the end of
Rest of the
the
year, Jesus. We're only beginning February.
I forget that.
Actually, tomorrow here in Hanover at the X Fights, I'm wrestling on the CWP's second big event. It's a promotion where I'm one of the head trainers at their wrestling school. So I'm wrestling there tomorrow night. I believe the doors open at 6. The event begins at 7. I think pre-show starts at 7, and the main show starts at 7:30. So we're doing that. I'm in Belgium in March. I can't remember. Jeez, I always have to have my phone in front of me do
I
it, but I'm
actually
talking
meant
to
the
you.
rest of the month, by the way, not the year, but I just, trip over my words sometimes.
I'll be teaching at the suplex school here, and there's two wrestling schools here in this in Hanover. I teach at both of them. So I'll be doing the teaching at those, and I might be making a run into the Hearts, which is a mountain range not far from here where I teach there as well. So I'm doing mostly teaching wrestling seminars and stuff for the rest of the month. But I got the match tomorrow for CWP, Catch Wrestling Promotions.
Wicked, wicked. Where can the listeners and the fans find you, Joey Legend, on social media?
Oh, gee whiz. On Twitter, it's Lord Joey Legend, because I am a Scottish Lord.
Hey.
And I think it's the same on Instagram. I don't know how, but I've got an Instagram account. Somebody sent me a video. I had to click a bunch of links to get to it on Facebook, and all of a sudden I had an Instagram account. I don't know how I did it. But I think I'm Lord Joey Legend on there too.
Yeah.
And there's a few Joey Legend accounts on Facebook that I have. The one that has a picture of me with my Japanese belt, that's my wrestling one. But I also have two author accounts. And then under my real name, Joe E. Hitchin, I'm on that one a great deal. So those would be the best ways. I mean, or, I don't know, for bookings or whatever, you want questions answered at legendwrestling@hotmail.com.
Awesome. Awesome. I'll put those details in the description below so the fans out there can keep up to date with you. I mean, even like some of your stuff recently, like I saw Unlimited Wrestling, just like some of the matches have kind of been uploading them. Really good stuff. Really good stuff, I have to say. I was going to say actually off the air, but I want to say whilst we're at the end now, some really good matches.
Yeah, they got a good little product going up there.
Mm.
Considering they came out of nowhere, we did our first show, and I think we had it was an outdoor show. It was a sellout of, I think, like something like 900 people for the first show ever.
That's pretty damn good.
Yeah. And I did the main event with Fast Time Muto. Had an excellent match. First time my kids got to see me wrestle live.
Oh, wow.
I got to bring my kids in the ring after the match, and the whole crowd was Little Legends. Clap, 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 clap.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. So, like, I mean, their friends can say, yeah, you know, my parents took me to, you know, Disney World. Right. My parents took me here, there. My boys can say, my dad beat a guy in the main event of a wrestling show. And then we got in the ring and the crowd cheered for us. So
nice.
They got a unique experience. And my boys are my best friends. So
that's awesome.
Was a great thing to do for them. The promoter there, I've been indebted to him for doing that for me.
That's sick, Joe. That is awesome. Thank you for coming on, mate. Absolute laugh. For me, I've been able to switch off a little bit and just be a fan and just listen to your stories. I feel like that's just could have gone on longer, to be honest, but I didn't want to keep you up most of the time because it is a bit late at the moment as well, because I think it's like an hour or two difference. So, but the fact that you come on today, told me your stories, made me laugh, and I'm sure the listeners are going to be smiling and enjoying this interview as well.
I hope they enjoy it.
It's been great, mate. It's been great. But if you can all like this video, give Joey Legend a follow on his social media handles in the description below. If you can follow me on my social media handles, they will be in the description also. Subscribe to this channel. But for now, everyone, I hope you all have a great weekend. And I'm going to end this interview by quoting you, Joey Legend. Heroes come and go. Legends live forever. Thank you for coming
on. Like and subscribe for this show, folks.
Awesome. Appreciate it. Thank you.